This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We are live at the Amerant Bank Arena. Courtesy of Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. We are here. It is Memorial Day. We are live at the Amerant Bank Arena. Me and Josh Appel and our on-site engineer, Tree. And we are going to spend this holiday with you, getting you ready for a potential closeout game tonight here, game four, between your Florida Panthers and the Carolina Hurricanes. Josh Appel was kind enough to stop before the show and get us Dairy Queen Blizzards, and I am showing them on the video monitor right now. Before we talk about the Panthers, obviously, if you've been paying attention, if you're especially on social media, you know there's a tie-in right now. I love when organic stuff happens.
Yep.
This is an organic kind of, I don't know, something that everyone can kind of get involved with. This shows you how much they're kicking the ass of Carolina, by the way.
He's getting asked about ice cream in the press conference this morning.
The discussion is literally about ice cream. So, but we know for a fact the Panthers in Carolina, in Raleigh, in between games one and two, so they had that Wednesday off, they did go to Dairy Queen. They did get blizzards. That is has been corroborated.
Well, yeah, there was a picture on Reddit.
Now, there was some thought that Brad Marchand, because he was shown on television kind of licking a spoon in between the first and second period on, what was that, Saturday night, mm-hmm, that he was eating a blizzard, and he said that he was having a blizzard, but there's been some further reporting on that, and apparently he was eating honey, not a blizzard.
It was honey.
All right. So it would have been a crazy story had he sent someone out, because what would have happened was somewhere in the first period, Brad Marchand would have had to tell someone from the Panthers, someone needs to go get me a blizzard on 136th here by the arena, so that I can have it in between the first and second period. And I don't know who they would have sent out to do that. I don't know if that's Plagan's job. Like, I don't know who would do that.
I love the idea of Plagan.
Imagine that he wouldn't be able to miss the broadcast, but I don't know. I don't know how it works. Manny Chang, someone goes out and gets the blizzard. But there was some investigative reporting today. Apparently he was eating honey. But I do like that the blizzard has kind of become this organic rallying item for the Florida Panthers and Panthers fans. And so now Appel and I have these DQ blizzards with us. Do you want to guess, Solana, what flavor Josh Appel got and what flavor I got?
Hawk, I think you get real cutesy when you get a blizzard, but I like that. Like, you're getting a blizzard. You maybe went Reese's Peanut Butter Cup blizzard?
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
Ooh, I would have pinned you for a Reese's guy, for sure.
And as a little aside, by the way, not everyone is as familiar with blizzards as one would think. our engineer Tree when I texted him this morning, mm-hmm. what kind of blizzard would you like, responded chocolate or vanilla. So I'm pretty sure Tree just thought it was an ice cream cone or something. I don't know what transpired there. Yeah, it is not Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. You're kind of in the neighborhood.
I don't know, like a 100-gram bar? 100-gram bar blizzards?
If they made them, I would get it. Yeah, if they made them, I would get it. Who was it on the Panthers who said that he likes these?
Etu Losarainen.
Okay, Etu Losarainen said that this was the one he ordered when they were in Raleigh. And Appel and Whittingham on my text thread were like, oh, my God, who gets that? That has been my go-to blizzard since I was a UM student in 1987 to 1991. About once a week, there was a Dairy Queen on US-1. About once a week, me, Levitard, the Ticket Wizard, Jim Frivola, Jason Berry. Hey, buddy. Jason Berry was a snapper when we'd go out to clubs. He was a snapper.
Oh, everybody knows.
Hey, pal. We would all get the same blizzard.
We'll start doing that.
We were all could get the same blizzard for 4 years at Dairy Queen. Any more guesses?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty well familiarized with the blizzard menu. So, I don't know, like the Fluffernutter blizzard?
I don't think you are because I sent it to Tree today. It's a really extensive menu. I didn't realize how extensive the blizzard menu was.
I went through a phase in high school. You've seen my pictures. I was well-nourished. I just try different blizzard flavors. I would go often after high school. I would try different.
Just to see what you like?
I'm a man of many different tastes.
And?
Yeah, now I just like Oreo. I think Oreo is the best blizzard flavor.
That's
throw,
what you got.
Throw an M&M in there.
But that to me is like, that's cookies and cream ice cream. Yeah. Like, you can get that anywhere.
No, it's not. It's not. Cookies and cream ice cream is not the same as Oreo. Anybody who thinks that it is wrong.
All right, settle down, Maverick. So I ended up getting Heath Bar.
Oh, my God.
Right? I mean, thank you.
That's criminal. That
I mean,
criminal.
That's the GOAT blizzard. Heath Bar.
No, it's
for
not.
Who?
Heath Bar, it, for me and Etu Losarainen.
Okay.
And Dan Levitard, the guy you want to work for.
You know, Heath is so underrated. You know, I mean, Heath is so underrated. You have no idea.
No, yeah, I got Heath Bar, which Appel, his initial reaction was, how old do you have to be to like a Heath Bar?
I don't think there's a single person, unless they're Etu Losarainen, under the age of 35 who eats a Heath Bar.
But I would never eat a Heath Bar. That's a terrible candy bar.
That's why I would never get it in a blizzard.
But in the blizzard, the toffee combined with the ice cream is just fantastic.
The correct answer here is the Reese's Blizzard.
And is that what you got?
That's what I got.
So you got Reese's Pieces or
Reese's
peanut butter cups?
Peanut butter cup, yeah. Mm.
Yeah. That's what
Jimmy,
I
what's
guessed.
Your go-to blizzard flavor? Do you like a DQ blizzard?
I'd probably go to the same route as Tree.
Chocolate or vanilla?
Yeah.
Anyway, we have an extra blizzard though for Mike Cugno. He's at the arena. He's going to join us at 2:30, and
I got him a healthy one.
Got him a banana blizzard, and we're going to try to make Mike Cugno eat a blizzard.
It's going to be soup by the time he gets here.
That's good.
Which he, might be more enticing.
He loves
than him.
Who loves doesn't, who doesn't love banana soup? So we'll talk some Panthers today. This Panthers team is so dominant. I'm not joking. The biggest story, I think, out of the Eastern Conference Finals in the NHL is blizzards.
Right.
I'm not kidding. What else is there to talk about? They are embarrassing this Carolina Hurricanes team.
Again, it is a closeout day. Game 4. Season on the line for Carolina. Panthers up 3-0. And Paul Maurice, in his press conference today at Morning Skate, is being asked about ice cream. And Brad Marchand is talking about honey.
I mean, wild.
That's what happens when you outscore them 1-4 over the first three games.
Why are you wearing what you're wearing?
Memorial Day. Came from a barbecue. In a tank. What's the problem?
Well, the problem is the giant sunglasses you're wearing, Elton.
Yeah, these are my shades.
But you're inside.
It's sunny in there. It is.
Well, it's Memorial Day. It's barbecuing and beach and poolside. And I was at a poolside barbecue, came straight here to do the show. And this is my attire. This was my outfit for the day. So this is what I'm wearing.
Was it an indoor pool barbecue? Because you look peaked.
Maybe that's why he's wearing the sunglasses.
You look whiter than the blizzard in my
cup. Skin is a little bright.
In my cup. Is there anyone in the NHL who has not taken notice of this Panthers team now who just cannot look at what's going on and say, this is a juggernaut? Like, there is seemingly no stopping this team. There's Mike Cugno. Little does he know, in 10 minutes he's going to be eating a Dairy Queen Blizzard live on the air. Look what he's got. He's got a Tupperware. Oh, he brought me the muffins. He brought one of those asparagus muffins. Zucchini muffins. Appel, you're going to be eating a zucchini muffin in 10 minutes.
I'll eat the zucchini muffin if Cugno eats
100%. Cugno's got a better chance of knocking down a blizzard than you do a zucchini muffin.
I don't think I've ever had a zucchini
in
my life.
His wife, Jen, makes the best zucchini muffins. I mean, they look terrible. But
a zuffin.
A zuffin. Oh, this is tremendous. We are going to have some fun in the next segment. But I was saying, is there anyone who hasn't realized this team is just, they're seemingly unstoppable. Now, again, I don't know if that's because of the Carolina Hurricanes or this is the moment that it's been leading to the entire season where once they turn it on, look out NHL.
I think a couple of things are true here. Number one, I think in retrospect, maybe the Toronto Maple Leafs are a lot better than many people are giving them credit for taking the Panthers to a Game 7, despite how Game 5
and 7.
Maybe
that was your real Eastern Conference final.
Right. I tweeted that out after Game 1 or 2, I think, that was, to me, those are the two best teams in the Eastern Conference. But if you're Carolina, how demoralizing is it to run through Washington like you did, to run through a beat-up New Jersey team, and then you've got home ice advantage against the Panthers? They're coming off of a Game 7. You've been getting some rest, and they just come in and just absolutely trounce them. And they're getting Carolina to get out of their comfort zone and try and play a game that they don't have and be play. Listen, as a whole, the Carolina Hurricanes, they're not that guy. They've tried to be that guy. They're not that guy.
But how much is it that versus the Panthers being a juggernaut?
It's both, because the Panthers and how they play make teams get out of what they want to do. And they try and match the Panthers, and really, there's nobody that can match what the Panthers do. The Panthers are just a better version of what the Carolina Hurricanes are.
Man, they are doing something that I think is making everyone take note.
And the thing that is probably the most frustrating for the opposition is that even if you do play well, like Carolina did, I think it was Game 1, even if you do play well like they did in Game 1, Bob's back there playing out of his mind right now. And they're not getting the same goaltending from Freddie Anderson.
Who's a good goalie?
Yeah, he was the best goaltender in the playoffs until this series. And unfortunately for Carolina, he gets benched in Game 3. There's talk that he's actually going to be back in goal tonight, which is surprising because I was talking to Doug Plagans at Morning Skate today.
You'd think you'd do anything to just shake it up.
But Kochetkov was not the issue for them the other night. He played really well the first two periods, and then Dmitry Orlov and the Hurricanes just fell apart in that third period. So desperation from Rod Brindamore and the Hurricanes. If you're Rod Brindamore, right, like, you've been to the Eastern Conference Final now two of the last 3 years. They've lost 15 straight games in the Eastern Conference Final. He's a really good coach. It's got to be demoralizing to realize once you get there that you just can't do it. You just can't because of the team on the other side.
Knicks came back from the dead last night. Matt Mervis had a double yesterday. He is batting 175, I think, on the season.
Yeah, I wouldn't look up the numbers since he joined your show either. It's not pretty.
Well, Whittingham did a breakdown for us.
I know, but you got to add a double to it now.
It's incredible, Solana. Whittingham went game by game. It's incredible.
It's unfortunately not great.
What's happened since he's been on our show. So we're going to get to all that today. Mike Cugno is going to join us live here. Doug Plagans is going to join us live here. You know Josh Appel, who's in for Crowder today. Crowder's father passed away last week. I think everyone who listens to us is aware. He'll be back at some point this week. But Josh Appel is also a broadcaster for Sports USA. John Forslund is on the call tonight nationally for Sports USA. He's going to join us today in the 3 o'clock hour. So we've got a lot of stuff to get to on the program today. Let's get headlines first, though, with Alejandro Solana.
Where would you guys like to start? Because we could stick with the Panthers. There's a ton of notes to get to regarding the Cats.
Sure, why not?
All right. The Carolina Hurricanes stink.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
That's what I have written down.
All right, no, that's a good note.
It's embarrassing.
Like news and notes, if you were a columnist, news and notes.
It's embarrassing. I mean, the NHL should intervene. There shouldn't be a game four tonight. The Panthers should just have a skate tonight for the fans. It'd be more competitive. Inter-squad scrimmage would be more competitive tonight than the Carolina bum Hurricanes trotting out their team so that they can have another third period collapse.
Are these still the news and notes? Where are we in?
These sound like notes to me.
All right.
Not much news, but hey, this Svechnikov, this Aho, I mean, it's 6-1 late the other night, and Matthew Tkachuk's going to get his revenge on Aho, so and these good bums in Carolina, they're just watching it all happen. It's Sebastian Aho. It's one of your best players. Go protect him. And they don't, again, they're not that guy.
But that's kind of how I feel tonight. Like, what do they do coming into this game? They have been demoralized. They are not winning this series.
They played their best 40 minutes of hockey in game three in periods one and two, and it got them a 1-1 tie going into the third period.
And then.
Yeah, right.
Like, what do they do skating onto the ice tonight? Like, how can they not just be mentally toast?
I think they probably are, because there are a lot of holdovers from that 2023 team that, at least in those games, yeah, at least in those games, regardless of how much we clown Rod Brindamore for what he said at the end, they were four very, very close games and could have easily gone the opposite way. Not this time. Like, they are just getting pounded into the ice every single night against this Panther team. They have no answers, absolutely no answers.
And then their coach is just ripping the team in the press conference after the game, too, like calling out the leaders of the team.
I mean, your best players have to be your best players, and they haven't been. analysis.
You're not that guy, is what we learned about the Carolina Hurricanes. We'll make for an excellent podcast title. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So tonight is game four, obviously. If there were to be a game five, it would be Wednesday. Game six, back in Sunrise on Friday. But I don't think any of us are expecting that. As we shift over to the NBA, we will get game fives. Guaranteed. Tonight, game four. Any of you have the Oklahoma City Thunder down 40-plus points at any point in the Western Conference Finals?
No, I cannot say after games one and two. I said, though, I'm not counting that series over, because if you hold court at home, like, that's fine. That's what you're supposed to do. But I didn't see that coming. That was a plot twist for me.
Mm-hmm. Everybody knows it doesn't start till the home team loses. So,
a great analysis.
Thank you.
The final score was 143-101.
Close.
Game three. Tonight will be game four, still in Minnesota tonight. OKC at the Timberwolves. That's an 8:30 game. And then yesterday, it looked like the Pacers were going to run away, take the 3-0 series lead. But instead, the Knicks use a late surge. They go on a very important 5-0 run. And Karl Anthony Towns scores 20 in the fourth quarter. And the New York Knicks stay alive, 106-100. They're still down 2-1 in the series. Game four will be tomorrow.
That series has started every night because the road teams.
Oh, I see. Yeah. It's hard to imagine that comeback yesterday. There are so many old takes, exposed tweets about the Knicks being down 3-0. Like, that was implausible at best.
Do you feel like it's almost kind of evening, just kind of the series evening itself out? Because really, how much do you see? How
game
many times
game
do you
one,
see,
New York should have won.
Right.
So you know, if you want to do the, it evens out over time.
Yeah,
like,
that's
fine.
I mean, look, these are obviously two great teams, and the Knicks are probably better.
Are either of them great teams? That's funny that you say that, because I don't think either of them are great teams.
No.
When you think of, because one of those teams is going to be in the NBA Finals. You know, when you think of an NBA Finals team, I don't think of either of those teams, like, conceptually as a finals-worthy team.
I think that's fair as it pertains to Indiana, because we know from Indiana, just going back all these years of playing them in the second or third round of the playoffs, and just they're just that annoying team that you got to get past along the way.
Roy Hibbert.
The final. Yeah, trash can. But the Knicks, I think that's also reputation-based, because I feel like with Brunson and what they put together this year, like, I would maybe consider them a great team in this season's NBA.
In other words, one guy... Because I'll take Cat out or whatever. Like, you're saying,
but
Brunson.
I think they're
like
better.
That makes them a great team.
I think they're this version of them is better than the one last year, which is Julius Randle.
But still,
and so to me, that bumps them up.
Does it make him a great team?
Fair. Do you expect either team in the West to kind of roll over whoever makes
that? I mean, so here's the thing. I say that they're not great teams, but both those teams have consistently surprised me all season. So I would not go on record and say, oh, whoever comes out of the West is going
to... Because, like, do you consider Minnesota to be great?
I don't, but that's the Jalen Brunson thing that you're doing there, because they have a great player.
Yeah, that's fair.
The Miami Heat made two NBA Finals and three... They were shot away from three NBA Finals, three Eastern Conference Finals over a span of 4 years, and I don't think they were a great team. So, you know, there's this larger conversation. Remember I had told you, Hawk, that for when OKC beat the Denver Nuggets, there would be a seventh NBA champion in the past 7 years, which is the longest stretch that a team had gone without being able to repeat. Is that good for the NBA? Teams like the Pacers and the Knicks and the Heat.
Oh, I love it. Me too.
Right,
there's
more parity, and people might argue that's great for the league. Like,
well,
it gives a team that isn't great a chance.
The conversation was you knew who was going to be the Final Four team every year.
I know that there was an injury, but we anointed Boston at the beginning of the season, the middle of the season, the end of the season, during the playoffs.
When they were down 2-0 to the Knicks, we were like,
no one's coming out of the East other than Boston. So I love when that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, I'm all for it.
Knicks are not a great team, by the way, Appel. I just want you to know that.
Thank you.
Couple other notes. Inter Miami, they were down 3-1 in the 86th minute. Looked like another disastrous loss.
Team?
No, they are. What's the antithesis of great? Because that right now is what Inter Miami is. But Messi heroics, free
I don't know
kick.
If antithesis is the right word, is it?
I think he's right there.
Is he?
Yeah, the opposite.
But is antithesis?
What was that? Maybe if you knew how to pronounce it, you knew what it meant.
Let me see.
No, maybe if you knew how to pronounce it, Hawk, you knew
what
it meant.
He's right.
Antithesis. A person
Solana, you're
or
right.
thing. Oh, that is the direct opposite of someone or something else. Okay.
Solana, that's got to be such a great feeling for you.
No, it's not, actually.
Well,
because
normally
why look
the
that
antithesis
up?
Of a good producer. So it
why,
is
why
nice
look that
to
up?
Get that once in a while.
Why look that up? I mean, well, I nailed it from the very beginning. Why
yeah,
look that up?
Well, I just think it's a win for you because he clowns on you all the time for this stuff. And then you are absolutely right about this. Yeah. And he still doubts you. And then he gets proven wrong by the internet.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's a win for you.
Well, yeah. Even before this segment is up, though, he's going to do something.
Yeah, but nothing as embarrassing as nothing as embarrassing as antithesis.
He's gonna do something that takes all the shine right
uh-huh.
back.
Yeah, yeah. Eat another Heath bar, another scoop of that Heath bar, Hawk. Go ahead.
It's delicious.
Yeah,
it's not though. It's nothing.
And then Telasco Segovia tied the game in the 5th minute of stoppage time. So Inter Miami doesn't win. So they haven't won in quite some time, but they did draw 3-3. And the Marlins took 2-3 against the LA Angels. They stay out on the West Coast. They play the Fathers out in San Diego. 8:40 tonight. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Today is the antithesis, or the antithesis, as Hawk would say, of rain, because it is hot as hell. That's your weather.
All right. I don't know if the opposite of rain, though, is
yeah, that's fair.
I told you by the end of the segment.
It took 45
seconds. I told you. I've worked with him long enough to know by the end of the segment, he was going to wreck his momentum.
He was so confident, too. Oh, no.
If I said to you, name the opposite of rain, how many words do you have to get to before you get to hot? just having fun. A very nervous Mike Cuno is going to join us in the next segment. No, he can't. He's going to drink the blizzard like it's a drink. He's going to have to because it's all melted. You know, when they make you the blizzard, they have to, you know, show it to you upside down.
Yes, she did.
Do that to Cuno. When he sits down, I want you to flip it over. That way, everyone can watch
buy a suit.
CBS4 tonight. His nice suit.
Why weren't you able to keep it frozen, though?
What's that?
Why weren't you able to keep the blizzard frozen? Aren't you guys at an ice rink?
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, there is stuff here to keep things cold.
Uh-huh.
Why is it in your backpack instead of out on the ice?
I figure you take it away from the hot. You put it in the rain.
All right. Mike Cuno is going to join us in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Let's go, baby!
Hawk and Crowder.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
All right, back live at the Amerant Bank Arena. Mike Cugno is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Not really. He's sitting with us here in the arena. And Cugno, of course, sports anchor, reporter, CBS 4 here in Miami, sometimes nationally on CBS Sports HQ. Notoriously healthy eater, healthy liver, everything that he partakes in has some sort of component of health or exercise. It's true.
It's enough.
It's true.
But
it is enough. Oh, it is enough. And we've brought him a blizzard. You know what's going on with the Panthers and the Blizzards, right?
Well, it was honey. I mean, let's be journalistically accurate here if we're going to be doing this.
No, right. We are.
But they did go to Dairy Queen between games 1 and 2 in Raleigh. So there is a blizzard component to the Panthers story. So you're not going to weasel your way out of it. I have a Heath Bar blizzard here. Okay. Appel's got a Reese's peanut butter cup blizzard. Go ahead, hold your blizzard up.
And Appel brought me a banana blizzard.
Right.
Yeah, I figure that's healthy for you.
A little bit healthy.
Okay. Healthy-ish. Here's the problem. I don't do dairy, so my tummy's probably going to hurt.
I have to do
CBS Sports Hits today. I don't want to be grumbly tummy.
On camera, let's see you eat some of this blizzard because look at that. He's actually got Tums.
He did bring Tums. They plan for everything here.
Yeah, listen, I mean...
regular Boy Scouts, you guys.
I mean, listen, we're ready for everything, and this is a Panthers-centric
this
show.
This is soup, dude.
Yeah, but get a nice... Look at this. Look at this. Mike Cugno about to eat a Dairy Queen blizzard live on the air. Ruin his suit. Oh, please drop it onto your suit. Is that not the best thing that you've ever had?
No.
I how do you consider yourself a Panthers fan? I mean, what is going on here, Cugno? Why are you putting the lid back on? We've barely.
I have to finish that.
No, by the end of the segment, I got to finish the gallon of floating.
It's the smallest size.
Come on, a little blizzard.
How about you have the zucchini muffin?
I would love
that open.
This. So Jennifer Cugno is now was she healthy before she met you?
I mean, like, she was alive
to your level.
Oh.
Though?
She was above ground.
Was she a healthy eater, a healthy cook?
No, I think I probably converted. I think she was just normal, you know, like.
Bring your microphone closer.
I think
to your
she
mouth
was just
be a broadcaster.
Normal person. Cugno.
So he was texting me the other day. She was making zucchini. He says they taste like brownies. I'm like, yeah.
What kind of brownies are you eating?
The process is a little rough to watch.
Now,
but
when I tell you, this isn't, because I had told Crowder about it, this isn't a sprinkle of zucchini. I'm telling you, the world's zucchini supply is in danger based on the amount of zucchini she put
We're
in
these muffins.
We're
keeping big zucchini above water.
Which, by the way, is making Appel terrified.
Why?
Because he doesn't eat
vegetables? He's, not your thing?
I do like
very
certain
picky.
Vegetables.
Like, he doesn't like anything on top of anything. Like, he's
depends.
He's,
I've slowly but surely graduated, but zucchini, not for me. But
here
I'll eat
is.
This because you ate the banana blizzard. I will.
This
eat
is
the
a
zucchini.
Famous zucchini muffin from Jennifer Cugno. Where's she at? Channel 6.
Give me the smaller half.
Channel 6.
You see the little bits of green in there?
I said the smaller half.
There you go. Tree, you want to try a zucchini muffin?
Just give
there
a
you
whole.
Go. Tree, will eat a
there
whole
you go.
One.
Yeah. He wants a whole
one. That's a whole one.
No, leave him alone, Appel. There you go.
Oh. Just throwing muffins.
There you go. I love this, by the way. Oh, I went away from the Stanley Cup, and here we are.
Real zucchini. Real chocolate.
I know. You guys were bad-mouthing the zucchini muffin.
Hold on. No, I was not.
You weren't. You didn't know yet.
It's excellent.
This
Thank
is
you.
Fantastic.
That is excellent.
This is honestly fantastic.
You hear that, Jenny? You just bought yourself 10 more years of marriage. We'll see where it goes from there. I accidentally introduced her as my friend the other day, and she's
what?
Are you kidding me?
The worst time
How
about
you introduce your wife as my friend. Craziest thing I've ever heard.
By the way,
how long have you been married?
Way, daughter in hand.
What? Get out of here! Swear. In what situation did you
at the Panthers watch party?
At
the War Memorial, we went and.
Just talking to some folks.
Unbelievable.
It's my friend Jenny.
Stop it. How bad?
She's still mad at you.
Such a thing like that. That is bizarre.
Yeah.
How long have you been married?
3 years, 4 years.
And you have a child.
Yeah, still.
And you
custody.
You're digging yourself a hole here because you don't know how long you've been married. You just call her your friend.
You introduced her as your friend?
Yeah, it was bad.
That's bizarre, man.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
How was that car ride home?
She's a good sport.
Yeah.
So she's been using it against me.
Good.
Right? Yeah.
I would too.
Yeah. Hey, she'll be like, hey, as a friend, do you mind taking the trash? Do a pal.
Because I can understand, like, you know, making them say, oh, this is my fiance. Or, like, but if you've been married
friend
3 years, this is my friend.
Not even like, this is my best friend who I love spending all my time with and I married. Love my friend.
I mean, honestly, that's how I introduced Tree and I barely know him. This muffin happens to be delicious.
I know.
It's really good.
That's why I brought them.
So what does the zucchini replace?
The sugar.
So it's the sweetener? It's a natural sweetener? I mean, there's chocolate.
Honestly, this is one of those things where she's just like, look, this is healthy for you. You can eat it. And I watch her physically put zucchini. I mean, you've seen the videos. It's disgusting. But it comes out great.
It happens to be fantastic.
Yeah.
I don't know why I lost my camera, but I did. All right, let's talk a little bit about the Panthers here. And do you have any trouble reconciling what you're seeing on the ice with what we've seen all season from the Panthers? Great team.
Yep.
And the Hurricanes. You have one team. I mean, they look like they're a minor league hockey club out there compared to the Panthers.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't want to – we talk about all the goals and stuff, and I don't want to minimize what Sergei Bobrovsky's doing in that because – everyone's right when they say these games are tight early on. I mean, look at game 7 against the Maple Leafs. If he doesn't keep them above water in those last 10 minutes of the second period, we could be talking about a completely different outcome. Those goals don't happen without that game being tight early on because of what Bob's doing. And you look at what Stuart Skinner's doing in Edmonton. I'm just curious if that's the matchup again. What this is going to look like. Are we going to see a lot of goals? How important is Bob going to be with Draisaitl and McDavid coming at you early? Like what you're seeing from him right now, you need this version of Bobrovsky in the next round more than you've ever needed him.
He just seems so at ease, so calm in goal. Nothing really phases him. And that's one of the things, that even when he first started here, when Andrew Burnett and Joel Quenneville were the coach, and now Paul Maurice, they just see no matter what the result, that straight line, even keel guy.
Right.
And Bob now in his mid to late 30s, closing down his career, it feels like. I mean, there is nothing that phases this guy. And I think that what you've seen against Toronto, what you've seen against Carolina, he has that element. This team kind of has that element that those teams don't necessarily do. Carolina gave up that first goal early in the third period the other night, and that was it. They were done, and we saw what the Panthers did,
right?
5 goals in 9 minutes. It was just they needed to get that second one, Carolina did, because if they didn't, floodgates would open. Same thing with Toronto. I agree with you. If they got one of those in the last 10 minutes of the first in that game, totally different.
And go back to games 1 and 2 of that series, where they were able to get those early ones, and look what happened.
Yeah.
Completely different outcome. That series takes on a different shape than what we thought. And then, I mean, credit to Paul Maurice and probably – a lot Barkov too, to take Nylander out of that series after those first 2 games, pretty quiet for him the rest of the way.
And that's what they've been doing with Svechnikov and Aho in this series.
One shot.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yep, it's quite impressive. And, you know, I don't know if you guys have spoken about this stat yet, but the Panthers leading after any period, whether it's the first, second, or third, under Paul Maurice, I think they're undefeated last like 26, 27
wild.
Games. Yeah. Something like that. It's absurd.
Do you think the league hates this Panthers team?
Yeah.
Oh, why?
Yeah. Because they're hard to play. Yeah.
Right. You get
it's
frustrated.
It's what we talked about. This is what every hockey fan wishes their team was on a consistent basis. Teams can give them to you in spurts. We've seen that for sure. But to do this night in and night out, and you talk about, you know, not seeing this coming during the regular season, we should stop maybe being surprised and maybe understand how maybe the regular season is a process to build up to this. 9 games, 15 days, you know, Paul Maurice keeps going back to that. That's a tough way to make a living in the regular season. It was almost like management to be healthy for this point.
There's a chance, though, if they close it out tonight, there's a chance they could go 11 games before a Stanley Cup final game.
Don't like it.
Too much, right?
Too much.
And I think they would prefer, kind of like how they went from Toronto to Carolina. Mm-hmm. They play game 7. 2 days later, they're playing game 1. You keep going.
And it's not going to happen unless this series inexplicably goes longer, right? Because what's the other series? 2-1 at this point?
2-1. Yep. Right.
2-1. So, I mean, they are going to have significant time off. But 11 days, that's probably a little too much.
I believe Evan Rodriguez said it. It was good to be able to just keep your foot on the gas. Like, there was no time to think. It's just, hey, all right, get on the plane, be on the ice. Tomorrow night, here we go.
Such a rhythm.
Do you think the NHL fan, because I can understand where other teams would hate this team because of the style that they play, and they happen to be really good at playing that style, so it's not even like you can exploit it. Do fans around the country hate this Panthers team?
Yeah, it's for the same reasons.
But you're nodding your head, like, because they're great?
There is, but they're great, but there are fans of other organizations who think that the Panthers get away with so much in the style that they play, and that there's some grand conspiracy with the league offices. And
what
the Panthers.
What do they get away with? Because you see teams making hard hits.
Oh, it's so ridiculous! Etu
suspensions.
Etu got a game misconduct in the first period for what was clearly to me not a hit that he intentionally tried to make. It was just the result that caused the game misconduct. But Ekblad's been suspended in this postseason for his hit in the first round. They've gotten disciplined by the league office. It's a bizarre conspiracy around this team. But people hate winners.
They're Alabama. Alabama got the calls, right? You know, you got to keep Nick Saban and those guys in. And I don't think anyone's protecting the Panthers, but that's the level. We want Florida. We want Bama.
But hold on a second. I embrace the fact that, because I mentioned it the other day, Cuno, to Hawk, like on the NHL Reddit, the Panthers are called the scumbags.
Yeah.
But I'm embracing that. I know that they play that brand of hockey, you know? So, Hawk, like when people are frustrated with the fact that the Panthers, it's not only just a conspiracy about the Coles, it's their brand of hockey, as these guys are saying.
So I would make this delineation because there are certain championship teams that I hated, that I just really disliked. Others, like the Golden State Warriors, there were facets that I didn't like. I was never a huge Draymond guy. He's kind of a Marchand or a Dennis Rodman. If he's not on your team, you despise him. If he's on your team, you love him. There were facets of the Warriors that I didn't necessarily like, but I didn't think they were an unlikable team. I liked watching them play basketball, and I wonder to think nationally that the Panthers are bad guys, or like I don't see it.
Because these guys were all pests in different teams.
Right.
Kachuk, Marsh, and like the NHL fan bases have been dealing with these guys separately. Right. And now
we dealt with Marsh.
Right. And now you put them all together. I remember talking to some fans that I watched. Remember, I was talking to you guys. I was at the Brightside one day.
Great place.
And the story was.
You were with your friend, Jen?
She wasn't there. And the story we worked on that day was how much you guys embrace that pest aspect. And one of the fans was like, Bennett's a rat, Marchand's a rat, Kachuk's a rat, but those are our rats. That's to your point, Solana, where this fan base embraces it.
Paul Maurice was asked about this yesterday, and he basically goes, hey, you ever shotgunned a beer before?
Yeah. It was a great answer.
You ever go to church?
Yeah.
But you don't shotgun a beer in a church.
Right.
We're not bad guys, but when the game starts, we play a certain way.
Well, let me ask it a different way then. Okay, they're disliked. Do people like watching the Panthers play? The average NHL fan.
It's not pretty hockey.
It's no.
But if you love the sport,
it's dominant hockey.
Wait to the third period.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I think that like a neutral observer should and would enjoy how this team plays. I think if you're a Lightning fan, if you're a Leafs fan, if you're a Hurricanes fan, or someone that this team has ended, if you're a Boston fan, if you're a Rangers fan, think how many franchises this team has ended the last two or three seasons on these runs. You probably hate watching them. But a general hockey fan?
Yeah.
I mean, this is winning hockey. It is what it is.
Casual hockey fans probably, like he says, like oh, I'm tired of watching the same team win. I want to see some new faces. But I think the true, like, in the mud about hockey, X's and O's guys probably look at this and go, this is art.
Because it's almost like it's Phil Jackson with the triangle offense. Like, here's something, and you're doing it perfectly. Like, we understand what the style is, but you're doing it perfectly. It's flawless. Mm-hmm. I was saying to Appel and Solana earlier, what do you do if you're Carolina tonight? You come out there. They're not winning this series, right? I mean, they're not winning this series.
Yeah.
They have been embarrassed in three straight games, two of them at home. And how many Eastern Conference Finals losses
11.
In a row?
It's 11. 15 or 16.
I mean,
15. It'll be 16 tonight.
They're literally like, how are they not just skating it out tonight and just want those 60 minutes to be done?
I to me, it's probably going to be, in my mind, my belief is this ends up being the closest game, obvious for obvious reasons, that desire versus desperation, what Coach Maurice was talking about today. But I haven't seen it yet for long enough.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the thing that makes I'm like, can they turn it on now? Like, now they're going to give you their best effort? Like,
the difference between this Panthers team and the teams that they've played is that Carolina can play this style in stretches, like mm-hmm. we saw in the first and second period. Toronto can play a game like Game 6 down here where they shut out the Panthers 2-0 and extend the series to Game 7. The Panthers play like that 60 minutes every single night.
Yeah.
And that's just it's exhausting for teams to go up against. I bring it up every time we talk about this. It's Paul Maurice's speech to the bench during the Boston series last year where he says, you guys go up 3-1 and now you want to make the plays. Pound their D, so in Game 7, they have nothing left. And that's what they do.
Yeah. Yeah.
How about one more spoonful of Blizzard?
How about give me a muffin.
Spoonful of Blizzard, you know, for good luck.
And I'll go one more bite of this
for you.
This zucchini muffin, I have to tell you, is fantastic. Let's see. Mike Cuno is going to have one more bite of Dairy Queen Banana Blizzard.
Necessary?
You want me to take the cap off for you?
Jesus.
And then here's some Tums for you.
Yeah. There you go. Let me have that. Watch
how
Mike
you guys Cuno. Live all the time?
Cuno's going to go to town here. Look at this. Have one more bite. It's so good. One more bite. This is how I used to do it with David, you know, when he was 2 years old, but it was banana.
Here comes the airplane.
Go ahead.
This is like a Dare commercial.
One more bite.
Just one more.
Come on,
right?
One more bite.
What's the one more?
One more bite. Just for good luck tonight.
It's a gateway snack.
We'll close it out.
Yeah, it is. Guess what? Well, they lose tonight.
We're going to see him in Edmonton snacking on a Twix bar off camera.
He's like, how many ice cream sandwiches would you eat if you don't have to go back to Edmonton?
Yeah. Like, would you eat ice cream sandwiches
every single meal
for 1 week if it meant Dallas instead of Edmonton?
I feel like there are some organic ice cream sandwiches out.
Well, Solana made the point.
I don't even know the brands.
No, Solana had the greatest call on Friday when he was with us. What are the yogurt bars? Yasso.
Yasso bars.
He's like 100% certain that Cuno has Yasso bars in the freezer. All right, Mike Cuno. Watch him on CBS4 tonight. And
5 and 6.
Keep an eye on his face to see if the dairy is kicking in.
CBS Sports Network at about 3:40. If I'm there, that means I've survived.
You'll
the sort
see
of
the look on his face. All right, Mike Cuno from CBS4, CBS Sports HQ. We'll take a break here from the Amerant Bank Arena, and we will come back with more after this.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
That is some cojones, boys. Wow!
Hawk and Crowder.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.